Last evening, August 13th, the Coulter Exempted Village Schools had their August board meeting. At the board meeting, we had two residents speak in the public participation section, both raising concerns about the increased fees. After their questions, I did read a statement that reviewed the deliberation and decisions the board has considered and made over the last several months. At the February and March board meetings, the board stated that they would revisit the need for the reduction plan in light of the increased real estate taxes, but also had to ensure that additional revenues would be coming in if we kept our practice as normal in Coldwater. Things that they considered were not replacing retiring staff members, implementing a hiring freeze. This would have raised the elementary classes to well over 25 students per class. Offering half-day kindergarten, which is required by the state law, with a tuition-based full-time option that would have cost parents $400 a month. They looked at requiring pay to participate for extracurriculars. They looked at a combination requiring pay to participate for extracurriculars and also increasing student fees. And finally, increasing student fees. As the superintendent, my final recommendation was to increase student fees. That way we could lay the cost over all students K through 12. In addition, we made sure that Coldwater education and experience would maintain as people were accustomed to while making the most educationally sound decisions. Most of the community understands the need for a new levy. However, they also understand the need to set money aside for capital expenditures. Our goal is to get as close as possible to optimum class size parameters, especially in the elementary school, to preserve the high-quality classroom setting that makes Coldwater special. While the decisions have been difficult, and some of us have lost sleep over them, the ultimate goal is to preserve what we have here in Coldwater. If we merely manage the district, the easiest decision would have been not to replace teachers and implement a hiring freeze. Additionally, we would just hope that the infrastructure would hold. It's our opinion that we need to lead this district and set it up for the foreseeable future and beyond. Doing nothing will hurt the district and future leaders in years to come. In regards to the student fees, on May 22nd, a letter was sent to families in the community and also posted on social media that we were implementing a $75 general fee as well as a $50 technology fee. The technology fee is a $10 increase from the year before. After that, we fielded a few more questions, but I think we came to an understanding by the end of the meeting. The board voted on several supplemental contracts. The treasurer, Jen McCoy, went through July's financial statement and also went through the check register, as the board does this monthly, and examines every expenditure that comes out of the district.